Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your podcast host, Randy Fine. If you're familiar with Jack Canfield, and I'm sure you are, you may or may not know the name. He is the one who started all the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. He's very, very well known. So he has so embraced the work of today's special guest, Sandra Biskind, that after working with her and her husband Daniel, he personally brought them in to engage with his entire staff, calling the results truly life-changing and magical. International business leaders, spiritual luminaries, female icons, and celebrities sing their praises, but it's their extraordinary work as code breakers that is serving not only the elite, but the everyman or woman who is suffering in physical, emotional, psychological, or financial pain. Biskinds are the authors of Codebreaker, Discover the Password to Unlock the Best Version of You, and also the Codebreaker Journal. These go straight to the heart of recoding what blocks us from realizing our optimum life. Codebreaker is an all-encompassing cipher to the hidden and locked parts that have you entrapped. Perhaps the most transforming element they use in their training is neutrality, in which Sandra is regarded globally as a master. And I'm going to have her explain more about that to you in her own words once we get started. So I'm really pleased to introduce you to my guest, Sandra Biskind. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well today. Thank you. How about you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you. And I'm really honored to be on your show. I just love what you do, and I can hardly wait to get your book.
Thank you so much. Yeah, as we talked about before we went on air, a lot of what we do crosses over, and it's all very, you know, very much the same in a different way. So what code has our minds adapted to, and why do we want to break it?
Yeah, well, actually, we've adapted really, really well and become masters, or I should say the ego mind code has mastered us. In other words, those negative thought processes that we're not good enough, the thought processes that allow us to judge ourselves and others so harshly, the being oblivious to what's going on around us, you know, feeling fear, negativity, and pain are all part of this encoded way of living that we have now that we think is normal. And so really, when we were created, we were actually encoded with a divine mind code. And that means that every single one of us are perfect, divine, high frequency beings. And that's the truth. However, because, over many, many, many lifetimes of genetically encoding from our parents, their parents, their parents, from childhood trauma and abuse, from all of the challenges that we face, even from one day to the next, we're constantly going through emotional trauma. And sometimes we don't even think it's trauma. By the way, I was in an abusive marriage for 7 years, and I didn't even know I was in an abusive marriage until I left it. We're encoded with this. This is normal. This is what happens. And the idea is that we have to wake up. We have to understand that it's not normal. It's an illusion, it's a story, and it's only ever a story that the mind has made up and it projects onto us and everyone else. And that's why we have, you know, so many split relationships and war and why we age and degenerate and life is diminished, because that's exactly what happens in the ego-mind code. We're separated from the God of our understanding. We're separated from that, from our hearts, literally.
You say that when living in the ego mind world, we're all asleep, and that what we do when we're sleepwalking is not real. So I guess that's what you're talking about, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's like we think that's the real world, but if we're true, we understand that that's not the real world. You know, if it's not love, it's not real. And
right.
So every time we move away from that, we have to go, oh, hang on a minute, this is just a story that I've made up and that everyone else is making up. We're all buying into it. How do I get back into love?
Wow. That's so important.
Yeah.
So we all have these codes and this programming in us. And what is it like to live life without codes? Because to be that pure could be, I can't even imagine it to be that pure. But you obviously are doing it.
It's beautiful. Well, rather than the word pure, can I use the word neutral, which is a word you did use earlier? So what happens is as we, and I do this with all of my private clients and in the live events and online events that we do, it's what we call it's a total clearing the emotions so that they no longer have any force to control you. So you become neutral. Now, neutrality, by the way, I think is another word for enlightenment. And it's that energy that produces a vibration of love and that attracts more love and joy to it. So living in that place, you wake up in the morning with a smile on your face. When something slams you, you go, oh, we actually go, that's a story. I wonder where that came from. And we're constantly clearing out the emotions and the thought process. So it's really what we're saying in Codebreaker is use the tools. The tools are very important. When you start to use inquiry and you go, that's just a story, where did it come from? You can go, wow, I can see that. Oh, my mom used to think like that. Or, yeah, I remember making that decision and thinking I wasn't good enough, you know, when I was a little person. And so really, it's when you're in this place, there's this diligence about remaining the best version of who you are. And like Daniel and I will walk into a room and we'll sit down somewhere and people will come up to us and go, what is it? What's going on? Like they can feel something that they don't normally feel with other people. And we just smile and say, it's love. It's just love.
Aww,
because you come to that place where you love yourself and forgive yourself for all of the crazy, weird things that we think and do. And you sit there and emanate the highest frequency in the cosmos, which of course is love. And then as you do that, people around you get to go, oh, this feels really good. And then they understand that that's who they are. And then they want more of it. And so for us, it's right, let's get clear rather than pure.
Okay. Wow. That's a great way to explain it. So you talked about, in the intro, I said that you're regarded globally as a master of neutrality. So is there more to say about that, or basically that's what this is about?
I could talk to you for a week. You ask great questions.
Okay.
when you talk about master of neutrality, what that means is that on a lot of levels, I am using the gift that I have been given and have developed to go in for my clients and in for my students, where I can access what scientists call the zero point field. Lynn McTaggart is a fantastic researcher, and she wrote a book called The Field, and it's about the field of all information, and we all can have access to it. But I have developed the ability to do that. So I can go in and access almost like the matrix of your soul. It's the information of you, about you. And that part of you starts to speak to me. That part of you tells me about the events and the emotional trauma and the decisions that were made during that time. And as I'm being told that, I relay that to my clients and they go, oh, wow. That's exactly what I went through. That's exactly what happened to me. I didn't even know I made those decisions. This is all about me being able to discover what my clients don't know. And, you know, you can't heal what you don't know. So all of this is in the unconscious. It is locked into our DNA. It's why our genes express and we get diabetes or heart attack or whatever. It's all coming from this thought, these unconscious thought processes. So as we neutralize those thought processes and the emotions around them, they no longer have any force to control you. And I think that's why I'm called a master of neutrality, because I simply help people to come to that space where they're free. And that freedom means that they can then attract the wealth, their business. You know, Jack Canfield will tell you, you know, their business went through the roof, and all of the people that I deal with, their business, their level of abundance, their relationships, their health and well-being improve. And it's because the emotions from the past are no longer controlling them. They are neutral. So being a master of neutrality, I think, is one of the most important things we can all do and we can all become. And in Codebreaker, the idea is that we start to get you to that point where you can be your own code breaker and you can start to get neutral, and you can help other people get neutral too.
That's perfect. That is something that everyone could learn from and adapt into their life. I think that's great. I really do. I like that idea of neutrality. And I also like the idea that once we have the tools, that we can then continue with it and do it for ourselves and keep the emotional charges, triggers away from us and not download them, so to say.
Yeah, they've already been downloaded, but what it is it actually keeps them from running your life, which is really exciting, right? Yes.
Right. Okay. You say in the book that the information processing capacity of the unconscious mind is 500,000 times greater than that of the conscious mind.
I think that's wrong, by the way. I think it's a lot more.
Wow. Really? That's a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
And you say that when they're in conflict, the unconscious mind wins.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you mean when you say that we are downloading information, but it's how we experience it.
That's
right.
I'm going to make this really easy for your listeners, because this is one point that when we get this, we understand what Codebreaker is all about and what we need to do in order to make the shift into happiness. And that is that let's use the example of a little girl, and she's really beautiful and she's vivacious and creative and she can sing and dance and she's having a lot of fun. And her parents say to her, stop that, get in the corner. I don't want you making a fool of yourself. I don't want my friends seeing you doing that. Just stop it. And the little girl makes the decision, I'm not loved when I'm creative. I'm not loved when I sing and dance. I'm not loved. You know, they don't love me. They don't love me. I'm not good enough and I shouldn't do this. And guess what happens? Those programs sabotage all of that creativity and wonder and joy into the teenager. And then we wonder why the teenager gets sulky and you know, hard to deal with. And then into the adult who doesn't allow their full expression to come to the fore. But the minute you go in and that damaged little child with those emotions of, oh, no one loves me, I'm not good enough, and that fear and pain, the minute you get rid of that, then the creativity and the expression of life and fun and joy starts to emerge. And that's, I guess, what we're doing in Codebreaker is saying you have the power to break those codes that you have then encoded yourself with, apart from your parents, and that it's time to come here and experience what you really came here to experience. I mean, no one can possibly believe that we came here to experience the trauma that we do. It's like, it's not possible. I know we came here to live as high frequency beings and to have the joy and the fun and the love that we did come here to experience. We just have to move beyond the ego mind code to get there.
That really explains it well. And I think that so many of my listeners can relate to that example that you used. So if we come here to experience this pure love and pure joy, what is the purpose? If the spirit world, if our eternal souls, you know, that if that is all about love, what is the purpose of us coming here into a physical body and the physical world then, in your opinion?
I think it really is to get clear to love and to the soul has been hijacked. I want to put it this way. Let's just say the soul has a choice. It always has a choice. It can operate out of the ego mind code or the divine mind code, which is its natural expression. However, because the soul has been hijacked over and over and over and over again by all of these judgments, intolerances, the racism, the greed, the jealousy, the abuse, because it has, it is really asleep to the wonder of itself. That's what we're saying. And we come here to wake up. That's the idea. Let's wake up. Yeah, and that's why you're finding there's a consciousness that's emerging on the planet now. And it is, there's younger people just going, energy, of course, energy's real. Yeah, the soul, yeah, the soul's real. I mean, people now are taking for granted what I couldn't even talk about 40 years ago because I'd be branded a woo-woo witch or whatever. Right? And so,
me
so
too.
I know. People are waking up. You know, when I started meditating, I was in such an abusive marriage and my business was failing and, you know, talk about getting slammed from every direction. And I knew I was in trouble and I needed help. And I was invited into a meditation circle. And every Thursday night without fail, I got myself to that circle no matter what was going on. And it was the one place where I was safe, where my soul felt nourished. And I was really so excited. And it was so incredible for me. And I understood then when I started meditating and, healing and channeling that I was here to live as that being. But I also understood that we absolutely on every level had to take command of our own frequency. That, you know, that's what I learned. I learned that my frequency, the energy that I'm vibrating at, that myself, my body, my thoughts, my words are vibrating at, was so important. And that it was when I changed my frequency in this circle, I changed the way I showed up in my business. And my business started, you know, really improving. And my relationship started improving. And as a 27-year-old, having gone through all of that, you can imagine the joy of knowing that I had control of my frequency. I had control of my life, literally, and that I had to I had to do the things. I had to think the thoughts. I had to do it. And that's why in Codebreaker it's been so important for us to leave this legacy work to the world. We call it that because we're saying that everything we do from now on and everything we teach will be coming from this book, because it's so profound and so powerful, and it makes the shifts from the ego mind code into the divine mind code, into people's souls coming home. And that's why we're beautiful. Here. We're coming home.
That's so beautiful. Wow. You're a gift to this world.
Thank you, and you too. Really,
thank you. Okay, so let's talk about the Platinum Life System. What is that?
Yes.
Because that's a lot. You talk about that a lot in your book.
Well, that's what the book is built on. We decided when we read the book, we wanted to write about all of these things that were so important in helping people, empowering people to change their frequency and have a better life. So we put up on a big sheet of paper all of the chapters that we want to write about, and then we put quotes underneath and where we would get information from and books that we would quote. And we looked up at this sheet of paper and we said, oh my, doesn't that spell platinum? And right in front of our eyes, we had gone, oh, we felt, hang on, we've just cracked the password to this code to joy and happiness, because there was platinum, and we realized that platinum is the acronym for those really eight beautiful high frequency codes or high being states of us when we're living in that divine, when we're living as the best version of who we are. And platinum stands for peace, love, awareness, trust, integrity, neutrality, unity, and mindfulness. And what we've discovered before we brought this book out, because we've been writing it and doing experimentation around it for over 5 years, was that when we started teaching this platinum password, that people's lives were all of a sudden taking such a huge shift into lightness, joy, freedom, you know, relationships that had been really rough for a long time started improving, their businesses started improving, level of wealth and health started improving. And so we know, like, we're in the middle of a program called Quantum Source Code at the moment, quantum being that we're working on a quantum level with healing. We're going to the source of what's going on, and the codes are platinum. So each week we take peace, love, awareness, trust, integrity, neutrality, unity, and mindfulness, and we inquire into what is stopping us from, you know, experiencing those on a daily level. And then I go in with these clients and correct out the emotions, help to get them neutral so they're free, and then their life has changed. You would love to read. Every day we get emails, and in the Facebook group we get feedback from people who just say, I cannot believe this. My daughter is talking to me again. Or, I can't believe this. I don't feel the need to run and save everybody. Like, there's so much, there's so many big shifts that happen, not little ones, big ones. And that's platinum, we've learned, is a very powerful password. And when we live as a platinum being, we are living as the best version of who we are. And it's really easy to, you know, have the negative mind chatter happen and go, oh no, hang on, that's just a story. It's okay. I don't need to listen to that. Now, what's the truth?
That's great. That's really great. It's great how that evolved. Amazing. Well, it was meant to
be. Wasn't it incredible? Yeah.
Yeah, incredible. Well, I love that.
We had people say to us, oh my goodness, platinum was out there dancing in the universe waiting for it to come down and come into form. So it was available to all of us. And I just said, yeah, obviously it was. And I know I had a near-death experience, and I experienced all of those eight things all at once whilst I was in that phase of dying. And it was like, oh, that was it. I was having an enlightenment and an awakening experience where I understood that that was what was going to stop suffering. And it was, I was 18 years old, and I thought, wow. So you can imagine I've just been diligent ever since then in working with spiritual masters and teachers and success coaches all over the world for decades now. And to come to this place where we could, with confidence, say to people, listen, here it is. For $10 on an ebook or $20 audio or whichever way it is you love to absorb information and be immersed in your own spiritual and personal growth, this is it. And it's so inexpensive, and you can do this yourself. And that was the idea of the book, so that if people at the moment couldn't afford to work with us in the online programs or a one-on-one client or our live events, here they are. They've got the opportunity to have the information that we know will change their lives.
Again, what a gift. This book is truly a gift. Yeah, Codebreaker is truly a gift. You say in the book that, you know, basically, I'm paraphrasing, but thinking positive about what we desire to manifest the changes that we need is not really enough. And I have to fully agree with you on this. And I think it hangs a lot of people up thinking that they have to just, if they think positive, if they think it, it will come into being. So what is your feeling on that?
Well, you know, because you talked about the unconscious mind, so the missing link here. And by the way, the last event we did with Jack, where he teaches the law of attraction and how to manifest, we go in then, after he teaches people how to do this effectively, we go in and then we go into the unconscious and find out what are the programs that would stop people from being able to manifest what he's just taught them. And so this is a match made in heaven, as you can imagine, because so many people thought, oh, hang on, this doesn't work, or it's not for me, or I must be a bad person. A lot of people have told me that trying to use the law of attraction and thinking positively actually made them sad and was another way to, you know, to judge themselves harshly. And as I'm saying to them, listen, this is not your fault. The fact is that your conscious mind is saying, oh, yeah, I deserve a perfect love relationship. Oh, yeah, I deserve thousands or millions of dollars in my bank account. And underneath that, the unconscious mind, which we know is so much more powerful, says, hang on a minute, you don't deserve that. Who do you think you are? And as it's saying that, it is totally putting a steel door between you and what you want to manifest. So even if you have your vision board done, if you've got some sneaky unconscious program in there, it won't happen. Like, I'm working with some people in this country who are truly at the top of their game, and they are really doing beautiful work in the world, and they're impacting millions of people's lives. And they know that for them to get to the next level and for them to completely continue to affect people in the way they want to affect them, then they have to get clearer and clearer and clearer from what it is that's saying to them, oh, hang on a minute. You think that program's good? Yeah, well, maybe not. And, you know, this kind of thought process, by the way, stops people from, you know, presenting their work to the world. Imagine all the people listening to this who've got a book inside them, but it has to be perfect. And if it's not perfect, then no one will want to read it, or who'd want to read my story? And I'm going, well, isn't that typical of the unconscious hidden programs that stop us from living the fullness of our own expression and the love that we are? So, so my thoughts about, you know, go beyond positive, get neutral, is so important. I wish every single human being on the planet could hear this, because when you go beyond positive, because just think about this, when we're positive about something, we're still attached to it, right? We're attached to it happening. And if we are attached to it, that is the low frequency block to neutrality. And obviously for us, we want to get people on the neutrality train.
Oh, yes. Yes, that programming. And this is what's so wonderful about your system and your book is that it does wake people up to the fact that the programming is there, because it feels as if it is who they are, not just programming or, you know, thoughts that are just swimming around in there that have been put in there. It wakes people up to that understanding, that notion that that is only programming. It is not what you're thinking. It is not, you know, who you are or relevant to what you want to do in this life.
Oh, so I love that.
Yeah, I love the whole idea of this, and the fact that you have a system for getting there is just so beautiful. You talk about mastering the ego puppy in your book. What exactly is that?
Well, look, I remember decades ago when I started in the spiritual world, people were saying, you've got to kill the ego. And I'm going, hang on a minute. I don't get that, because if you think about enlightenment, you have to actually then use the word wholeness, because enlightenment and wholeness are what makes us the human beings that are continually in the best version of us. It's that beingness that we know we're connected to the source of all love, of God, whatever God is to us. And so when we get into that place where we're out of that place. Oh, sorry, Daniel's just doing a couple of things in the background and I got totally distracted. Can you just come get me back on track? I'm going, what is he doing?
Oh, I did.
My ego puppy jumped in. So what's happening here?
Right. We were talking about what the ego puppy is.
Yeah. That's right. So when I'm saying that people said kill the ego, and I'm going, no. For us to become whole and complete, we have to bring the ego. We want it to think, not what it wants to think. So we said, let's pretend that everyone's born with an ego puppy, and some of these puppies are super cute. However, do not be deceived, because ego puppy's job is to piddle and purple over all of us all of the time, using judgment, using intolerance, using impatience, you know, using snide remarks, using sarcasm, whatever our ego puppies have deemed necessary to control us and to split up our relationships and separate us from love and from each other, that's what the ego puppy does. Now, if you can imagine, if you had a brand new puppy and you really love puppies, right? I mean, human beings love them. So imagine that you've got this puppy that you have to love, but you are not going to let it continue to wreak havoc in your life. If you can't train it, you'll go and you'll find a puppy trainer, and you will get this beautiful soul into a place where it is listening to you, where it is learning, where it is becoming a great service dog, where it is showering you with love, not trying to separate you from love. So can you imagine if we could train the ego mind, like the ego puppy, into that place where it is no longer wreaking havoc with our mind? So the mind is no longer listening to this yappy little puppy down here saying, you're not good enough, you've never been good enough, who do you think you are, right? And so if we're not listening to it and we're giving it love and we're training it to sit and stay and to listen and learn, then we're absolutely saying that to our unconscious mind.
That makes it so easy to understand.
Way.
Yeah, it is a fun way.
It is fun. I had a client once who rang me from Florida, by the way, and she was a private client. And one week when she called, I really had to have my ego puppy on a tight leash this week with my husband. And I thought, yeah, but you know what happened? Because she'd been working with me for some time, she knew that her programs were playing up and they were responding to his programs. So when this brings us to forgiveness, like when we want to forgive someone, we're actually not forgiving them, we're forgiving their programs, right? And when we have to forgive ourselves, we're not forgiving us, we're perfect divine beings, we're forgiving the programs. And so keeping your ego puppy on a tight leash is a very, very good trick.
It is, and you know, sometimes it's just one little phrase or something like that can unlock so much in a person, and that just makes so much sense to me. I'm sure it makes so much sense to everyone else that if they can, you know, keep their ego on this tight leash, treat it like a puppy. I just think that's great. You tell a story about what you call your best friend Joe in the book, and I really like that. Would you share that with us?
Yeah, I love this story too. So I want you all to imagine that you've just left your body. It could be a near-death experience. Don't worry, you'll come straight back. But just imagine you've just left your body and you find yourself in heaven and you're up there, using this funny illusory story here, you're up there on these fluffy clouds and you go, wow, I made it. And you're so excited to be where you are and you look around and there's so many beautiful people everywhere. And somebody nudges you and you get the opportunity to look down over that cloud and review your life. And you go, wow, look at that. Wasn't that fantastic? And then you go, whoa, look at that. That wasn't so fantastic. And you keep looking and looking and looking and you get so upset and you think, wow, I really could have done better. I need to go back. I need to go back and fix this. And you're so excited and you go up to the first group of people that you see and say, guess what? I'm going to go back and I'm going to fix this. Would you come back and help me? And they look at you like you're crazy and say, are you for real? We're not going to go back and ruin our next incarnation doing that. And all day long, you get the same answer from everyone and you're so dejected. And all of a sudden, at the end of the day, you look up and there on the very last cloud is your best friend, Joe. And you walk up to Joe and you say, Joe, I've got this problem. I really messed up. I need to go back and I need to make this right. And I've got the opportunity to do that. Would you come back with me and help me? And Joe looks you in the eye and says to you, because I love you so much, I will go back with you on one condition. And Joe says, and you say, anything, Joe, whatever it is, that'll be fine. He said, so long as when I do it to you and hurt you, because in order to make it right for you, that's what's going to happen, you remember you set it up in the first place.
I love that. I just love that story.
I love that
story. Well, you know, while we're in the midst of pain, it's very, very hard to understand that it is about our growth. And once we look back in hindsight, in retrospect, we can really see how it has improved our life. But while we're in the midst of it, it's very difficult. So that's a really, really great story.
Yeah, well, this is about really deciding to take radical personal responsibility for our lives. In other words, understanding that we are the director, the producer. We are the star. We're the casting director. We give our script to everyone in our lives. And unfortunately, some people read that script in award-winning style. And they actually deserve an Academy Award for how well they play their role in hurting us. And unfortunately, because of where we're vibrating, because of the frequency we're on, because of the past decisions we make, we magnetize to us the people and the events that happen. But the great news is we were so powerful, we were able to do that. And with that power, we're able to change it. So just, I think this is important for everyone to know that no one is powerless, no matter how we feel, no matter when we feel that. The truth is that we always have the power to shift and change the script. And when you change the script by getting neutral to those emotions, by no longer believing those stories, you actually change what's happening in your life. And different people show up for you, different events and show up for you. So no one is in control of you, even though at times it does feel like it. When I was from 20 to 27, I was a very strong person, but my husband was definitely in control of me.
You know, it's interesting. My life really corresponds with that because that was really the age for me where I was in an abusive relationship as well. I got out at 27. So, I get it. But that was a really great teaching tool for me. But when I got out of it, I kept thinking to myself, why do I keep doing this? Why do I keep getting into these situations? And then I came across the book, Women Who Love Too Much, about codependency, Robin Norwood. And I read this book and I'm like, oh, I'm doing this. well, it's about it's what I'm doing. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I can change that.
Yes.
And that's really was the beginning of a great healing in me. It, you know, it doesn't happen overnight, but it really was a beginning of the awareness that, no, this isn't a pattern that I'm victim to. It's a pattern I'm creating.
But you know what? You've just hit on something so important, because when people get that, then they become their own code breaker, their own guru, their own powerhouse. And they've powered up their life to the degree where they will go and they will read the books, they'll do the courses, they'll find their mentors and teachers, and they will simply do what it takes to empower themselves to create exactly what they want from a conscious level, and not allowing the unconscious to continually sabotage them. So I love that, because often when I say to people, you're the creator of your life, this is happening because of your thoughts, I think they want to throw a rock at me, but when you get it, and when you actually get it, and you understand that you are the powerful being, that you've got the ability to change. I mean, I want every human being on the planet to know this, that, you know, by our thoughts we have created our world, and you can see that happening everywhere. You see it in politics, you see it everywhere. By their thoughts, they're creating more separation, more everything, more angst. And it's really important to stay strong and be neutral to all of it.
This has been such a powerful show. I really am so grateful for you being my guest today. So your book, Codebreaker, Discover the Password to Unlock the Best Version of You, where do we find this book?
Yeah, well, I'd love your readers to go to codebreakerbook.com, simply because not only will that direct you to Amazon to get the book in all of its many forms, but we've also created three really beautiful free gifts for you, and they're meditations that they work with the system, so they're part of the system, and we wanted to start giving as much away as we could, so that when you're going through the book and you use the journal as you're going through the book, that then you're doing the meditations and everything supports your growth into joy, happiness and wealth and love. And so please go to codebreakerbook.com, and then if you want to know more about us and how to work with us, the best place to go is to our name. It's The Biskinds, T-H-E-B-I-S-K-I-N-D-S, thebiskinds.com. And that will really, there's an events page there. It'll show you how you can come to one of our live events or join us. And we started something so exciting. I have to tell you, because I want you to be a part of it, but we did our first Platinum Circle Quantum Healing event on Tuesday night, and it's available to everybody now. And that's what I sat in as a 27-year-old that turned my life around, and that I've been sitting in the circle for almost 40 years now. And I can't wipe the smile off my face when I'm talking about this. I just want everybody to have this experience, because this is like a 5-course degustation meal for your soul. This is going to nourish your soul like nothing else. So Platinum Circles is important. Yeah, and you can get the information for that on on my Facebook page, on The Biskinds.
Okay, perfect. All right, we're out of time. Sorry.
No.
Yeah, we were really on a roll here. But anyway, it's been so great talking with you. I'm sure we're going to connect in the future. I really am.
Oh, I'm up for speaking to you anytime you like. You've got such a beautiful energy, and you just know what it's all about. You've actually been such a pleasure to be with, and I'm sure your audience is exactly the same, because we attract like attract like, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Have a beautiful day out in Southern California.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you, darling.
God
bless. Bye.
Bye. So we are out of time today, but may joy and serenity always be yours. I wish you that every day. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy